Now we come down to the Gimel section, and verse 18 says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law," or out of thy word. This is the verse that I used to begin the Through the Bible program years ago when I was teaching it, first of all, in a little church that needed painting on the side of a red clay hill down in Georgia. This is the verse that I used, and I used it for years. And I don't know why I didn't start out with this verse this time when we went through. It's a good one. "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law," or thy word. So maybe we should pick it up for the last half of the five-year program. Let's do that. "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Then over in the Dalit section, verse 25, "My soul clingeth to the dust. Revive me according to thy word." And you know, today, the tendency is a pull downward. Everything pulls us down. Television, a marvelous instrument that could be used for God, but it doesn't do anything in the world but pull you down. Everything's geared in this world to pull you down. "My soul clingeth to the dust." That's the way we gravitate, all of us. Not only will our body fall downward, but our soul is pulled downward in the world. And how can we overcome it? "Revive me according to thy word." My friend, that's another reason we take the five-year program of going through the Bible. If I can get people to stay in the Word of God 5 years, it'll keep a lot of folk out of sin. It's the thing that'll revive us and lift us up. Verse 33, we come now to the hay section. "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I'll keep it unto the end." Oh, to follow on with God, running the race with patience, looking unto Jesus today. And we come now to 41. "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word." And God's mercy is channeled in through us. The pipe that brings it to us is the word of God. And therefore he says in verse 47, "I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved." Do you have joy, friends, in reading the Word of God? Do you love the Word of God? Oh, if you don't, why don't you ask God? I did it for years. "Lord, give me a love for your Word." I wasn't brought up in a home where I heard the Word of God. It took me a long time to become interested in it. We need to have that. Now, verse 49, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Down into the Keth section, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I've said that I would keep thy words." And then verse 62, this is tremendous. "At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous ordinances." Friends, in the middle of the night, have you ever thanked God for his word? Well, wake up tonight and thank him, will you, for his word.